Podcast, episode number 525. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who may just make my top 10 podcasters of the year list, Wombat.
I assume that I am 10 through 2 on your list.
You're lucky if you crack the top 10 list. I don't even have top 10.
I was going to say, you don't even know who 10 podcasters are anymore.
I know who they are. I haven't listened to their shows.
Sure you haven't.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Shipwreck!
Hello.
Tell everybody what just happened when we were recording the show. It was funny.
What? There's ugly stuff, funny stuff. You're talking about when you counted down to start the show, and I was perfectly timed up to hit the hang up button on Skype when you said go.
Right. You're supposed to hit the record button.
It was close. The buttons were close.
They're both red.
And right? Round.
I was too busy thinking about the game awards, the video game awards. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm missing it because we're doing this show instead.
Shipwreck's watching it. That's why he's hitting the wrong buttons.
No, I'm not watching it anymore. I watched some of the pre-show, very small amount of the pre-show, just while I was waiting for our show to start. From okay. Software showed the shortest teaser ever.
What was it?
It was their logo.
Uh-huh.
And then something like Shadows Die Twice was written on the screen, something along those ridiculous lines.
Right.
And then a bloody mechanical calf bone, maybe leg bone, arm bone. It was really zoomed in, kind of revved up for a couple seconds. There might've been like a groan or something. And that was it.
Weird. Armored Core. Sounds like a new Armored Core game.
I think,
Armored Cow. Yeah.
I think they're, what was that one on Xbox that we really liked? Chrome Hounds.
That was them.
Yeah. This looks like Chrome Hounds 2. It's happening.
No, I don't think that's happening.
I'm guessing this is Bloodborne 2. I don't know.
There wasn't a Bloodborne 2?
No, there's only been one of the Bloodbornes.
Mm. All right, that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you actually turned off the Game Awards and decided to do the show with us.
Well, I don't know.
Catch the replay.
We'll see if I made the right decision or not.
Right.
I'll catch the replay. Like, this is something that they just keep playing on reruns on Mixer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how TV works?
That's a cool site that everyone's going to these days.
Is this like the MTV Movie Awards where I can just catch them for the next month on repeat?
I think you're going to see all the highlights in your social media feeds, like when Rihanna does a duet with Eminem. That's totally going to be in your feed. It's happening tonight.
When Jeff Keighley does a duet with Kojima,
mm-hmm.
They might as well at this point. Or something.
They're going to sing "Islands in the Stream" together.
It's definitely going to be some sort of
skit. Seems fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
I would. He's putting on a good show. Like, I think everybody would enjoy that.
Sure. It's the Fund Jeff Keighley's Life Awards. Brought to you by everybody.
Mountain Dew and Doritos.
basically everybody. So we didn't do a show last week. It was the week after Thanksgiving. We actually we mixed it up. We did the show during Thanksgiving week and then took the week off after that. Just to throw things off a little, shake it up.
Well, a lot of people were going on road trips or going to see family, and they requested that we do a show so they had something to listen to on the way. So we were kind enough to oblige, but the following week, I think we were just exhausted.
We were like, fuck you all.
Yeah.
That's what you get. You ask for something, we take something away.
And I was sick as a dog last week, so it kind of worked out.
Oh, I was just lazy.
No, I was super sick. I went to work, and I got yelled at every day. Why are you here?
Oh,
like, go home.
Right.
You're sick. Why are you here? Like, I have work to do.
I would have yelled at you, too.
Yeah, I know. It was reasonable.
I'm still thinking about possibly yelling at you about that.
We should. I deserve it.
maybe tomorrow.
Please let me know. I'll add it to my calendar.
So everybody's Thanksgiving was good?
Yep.
Anything special happen that we need
to
know about?
I went to the Winter Clove Inn.
Yeah.
For the second year in a row. So I ate a giant turkey leg and I went on a hike. We went bowling and swimming. It was a good time.
How's the table tennis up there?
They have a table tennis table. I mean, I don't know if it would be up to your standards, but it's a table.
Sounds sketchy.
It's indoors, so you could play, even though it's cold outside. Although, we did go on it was like a 45-minute hike. I don't know, maybe, let's say, I have no idea how many miles it was. More than two. How about that?
Right.
But it was fun. We had a good time. We, I don't know. I recommend it if you're looking to go hiking in the mountains.
No.
Right? Then don't go. And if you like maple syrup, I recommend that place too.
Right. That I like.
They make their own maple syrup. They're very proud of it. They pretty much serve it with everything.
Isn't that just sticking like a thing into a tree and then putting it in a bucket?
I have they have a little the syrup shack too, where they, I guess they put it into bottles. I don't know.
Right, but you don't really do anything to it.
How should I know? Well, I don't know how to make
it. You have to put it through a bunch of basically funnel type devices to get the right water to sugar ratio.
Oh, okay.
So,
and then they put it in jars on the table.
It's for every 30 gallons of syrup, you get like one bottle of maple syrup. I've been to a place that makes maple syrup before. So
you know about
maple syrup. This tour. Yes.
Right. So what you're saying is they really shouldn't be proud of making maple syrup. It's not that big of a deal.
I don't know. I know when I went on this tour, it's just down the street from me. There's a place that makes maple syrup. And as part of the tour, you got to go out and go to the trees and carry back a bucket of maple syrup or I guess
that sounds like them tricking you into doing their job.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
You are Tom Sawyered by the maple syrup people.
But then they gave me maple beer, so I was fine with that.
Aha!
That was really acceptable. The reason I was there. But have you seen? Are we to watch this bitches yet or what?
We could be. If
where
you
are
like.
We at?
I don't know.
I saw the Jurassic
on show
World
feedback. I think we're still on show feedback. Trailer.
Well, I didn't actually say it, but we're kind of talking about it. Divide said, "I wish every keg a safe, sane, and consensual Thanksgiving and Black Friday." So I was going to use that to segue into how our Thanksgivings were, but you kind of stole my thunder. But that's okay.
Damn.
That's all right.
All right.
So Shipwreck, you had a nice Thanksgiving? You didn't actually say.
Yeah, it was fine. Every Thanksgiving is always nice. It's good.
Awesome.
So was mine.
Did you have turkey?
Yes.
Yes. If you ask me Thanksgiving things, that's what I did.
Did you have ham?
No, that's not a Thanksgiving thing.
I know there was ham at the Thanksgiving thing at the hotel. I didn't know
that's
if that
wrong.
Was like a. They had turkey too. They came out with a big old plate of turkey and a big old plate of ham. I'm like, oh, whatever. When in Rome.
I guess.
I would have left.
There's some religion that doesn't eat turkey but eats ham.
I don't know. It was, but whatever. I wasn't complaining. And stuffing, lots of stuffing and, you know, all the things.
I made stovetop stuffing.
That's gross.
For the family. It was pretty good.
What you do?
I've been doing that since I was a little boy. It's like the tradition at my aunt's house.
All right. Then never mind. I take it back.
Now it's all in one bag. It used to be in several bags when you mix and you had to mix it all together. Now they've engineered it all into one bag.
They figured out how to get that freeze-dried celery mixed in with the breadcrumbs.
I'll be doing an in-depth comparison of stovetop stuffing over the last 20 years for next week's show.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Look forward to it. I think now we're up to watch this, bitches. Did you have something to say, Shipwreck?
Yeah, did you watch this new Jurassic something trailer?
I didn't. I was trying to watch it before, just as actually like 3 seconds ago.
Something Jurassic World, right?
But that's what the last one was called. So now it's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, I guess is the name of it.
I was gonna say Jurassic World 2,
but that's not what it is. That's why I
Yeah, I know.
So we need to buy 4DX tickets is what I'm thinking.
Is it coming out in time for E3?
I don't know. I would fly to LA and watch it.
That's the only chance of me watching that movie.
I doubt it comes out in May, only because I'd be surprised if Chris Pratt has two movies coming out in May.
But didn't we watch Jurassic Park at E3?
Yes,
you did.
So I'd say our odds are okay.
This one looks like they've upped the ridiculousness of it from the first one.
Yeah. The only way I would watch that would be in 4DX. For sure. It was so dumb, the last one. And I loved it so much. Do I have anything on Watch This Bitches? I feel like I've been watching a lot of stuff. Runaways. Wombat, have you been watching Runaways?
Yeah, I'm almost caught up. I have 15 minutes left of the most recent episode.
Oh, awesome. It's great, isn't it?
Yes, I'm enjoying it. Yes. Have you ever read the comics at all?
I didn't even know it was a comic.
It was a comic book first.
I don't know who any of the characters are supposed to be.
They're not. You wouldn't. Better off.
It's a new thing. Yeah, Runaways was its own thing.
Oh. You're better off having not read the comic books, because otherwise it's just going to spoil things for you. So no, it's very good. This is what I'll tell you. What I find very interesting and probably means nothing to you is the first four episodes are essentially one issue of the comic book. Like they took 20 pages of a comic book and stretched it out significantly.
Mm-hmm. They did a good job. The characters are all very interesting. I like the kids. You know, they're good characters.
They are good characters, and it's kind of cool to see how much they kept and how much they changed, and the things they changed so far, I don't think anything is for the worse.
It's tough to make, I think, a show with young characters and not have them be super annoying.
Yeah, it's from the guy who made the OC.
Ah, that explains it all.
Yep. So expect it to go downhill in season two.
XVanX says, I'd love to hear Wombat's thoughts regarding
Crisis on Earth X.
That's happening on the TV show.
It happened. It went from Supergirl to Arrow to Flash to Legends of Tomorrow. So it was like a 4-hour movie, so to speak. It was good. It was better than last year's crossover event. Especially because last year's was sort of like they cheaped out on the first part, because the first part was only 30 seconds of the episode at the end. That was kind of annoying. This time it was really just, I would actually want to rewatch it all straight through as one long thing instead of like cut up with commercials and end credits and all that kind of annoyances to see if it does flow. I mean, they did a good job. It definitely had a slightly higher budget than the regular episodes. Not, you know, movie quality, but enough to get away with it. That it had some really good moments. Green Arrow was not a drag, which was kind of cool.
And he's fun.
Yeah. You know, when he's not in his own show, he's a good character. So I enjoyed it.
All right.
My wife watched it with me, and she hates those shows, and she liked it.
Wow.
That's that.
All right. Did you guys want to talk about any Black Friday purchases that you guys made?
I don't think I made. I didn't make any purchases on Black Friday.
Besides maple syrup.
I didn't buy the maple syrup. It comes with the room.
You didn't get any to bring back home with you?
No, we thought about it, and then they were like, screw it.
Do they have any Black Friday deals?
They did not have any Black Friday deals.
Lost opportunities. You should talk to them.
I know. They did have good breakfast that morning, though.
But does that have anything to do with Black Friday deals?
No, it was on a Friday, and it felt like a deal that they were giving me breakfast.
Your threshold is low.
It is very low.
Shiv, did you buy anything on Black Friday?
I'm trying to think if I bought anything major. I know I ordered a lot of various cheap games. But I don't think I bought anything overly big. So not anything too exciting.
No, none of the AAA titles that were on sale?
Oh, well, I mean, something. I don't know. Games came in the mail. They got stacked up.
Shipwreck just is like, you know, one click order. Stuff will show up eventually. Well,
yeah, I mean, the problem with this time of year is that I'm just completely swamped everywhere, and I ordered a bunch of games, and so I just get them and put them in a big pile on a shelf.
That's why the exact reason why I didn't. Although I forgot that I had pre-ordered the Resident Evil 7 Gold Edition that comes out next week. So I have that coming.
I think I have that coming too.
See, who knows?
Yeah, who could say, really? I mean,
I don't know. That's why I didn't buy anything. I'm like, I think I have something coming.
Right. I bought $100 worth of Microsoft store credit for $80.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to buy Forza 7 to play on my Xbox One X. But then Ben Gilbert said he thought he had an extra code at work. And then just wait a couple of days for him to go back to work. And sure enough, he did. So that was a good deal.
Right, he is. There. He's good that way. He's a good friend.
Right. So he hooked that up. I'll talk about the game later.
Yes.
I bought... What did I... Oh, I wanted
to... He saved me in a similar way, so I can't say a word.
Right before Black Friday...
I can say anything I want about Ben Gilbert.
Yeah, you could, and you should.
What does that mean?
Son of a...
What does that mean? You can say anything you want.
Because I'm not beholden to him and his free games that he's giving out.
I'm not either. You just offered me one.
Nah, he's a complete asshole.
Right. He gives good game, though.
He does give good game.
What else? Oh, I got the... this was before Black Friday, like a week before maybe, but that Shadow of War Ultimate Edition, that was $10.
Oh, yeah, you got that, right?
I got that. So that's normally $100. I got that for $10.
That's crazy. That was something insane.
I know, that was insane. I had to play through the first hour and couple hours again because I was playing on PlayStation 4 originally. Mm. This was only on Xbox. So I got that. What else? I was going to buy Assassin's Creed, but I didn't.
How does Shadows of War look on the Xbox?
It looks pretty good. I mean, there's certain, you know, because it takes place in like Mordor, I guess it's in Mordor. I don't know. So it's taking a lot of dark, like
Lord of the Ringsland.
Yeah, it's not, but not like the green parts, right? It takes place in all like the brimstone looking parts.
Right.
But once in a while, I'll be walking through some area and there'll be like a sun. I guess it's the sun. I don't know. There's some celestial body in the sky making light. You know, I'm not that into Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a sun in Lord of the Rings.
I believe it's called the Silbo.
I don't know, but it looked. I remember being impressed with the graphics, with the lighting in certain points. But just the setting doesn't tend itself to that having like a super impressive art style. But what is impressive is how many guys they get on the screen at once. But that we'll talk about the game later, a little later. Mm. Did I buy anything else? I think that was it. But that was enough games for me. Combined with the game or the games that I already have I haven't finished. Oh, I bought the DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn.
I guess I need to buy that Destiny DLC, but
well, we're gonna talk about that later.
Okay.
So maybe you shouldn't buy it. Word on the street is it's a no go right now.
Okay. Talk about it later then.
Talk about it later.
People on the street.
What?
Is that word on the street? Never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind.
All right, before we get into new releases, why don't we talk about our sponsor, HelloFresh?
Yes, let's. Did you have HelloFresh for dinner tonight?
I sure did. I had pesto chicken and pasta.
That sounds very yummy. Which I had
very delicious.
I had pork loin with zucchini. And roasted potatoes, also incredibly delicious. It was so good. Like, it was bananas good. I don't know. There's no word to describe how good it was.
Right. Delicious?
Delicious. That is a word. But it was more than that. It had the pan sauce on it.
Right.
You know, it's, yeah. Anyway, let's talk. Tell us why people, other than the fact that it's delicious,
right,
why people should go with HelloFresh.
Of course. Well, first of all, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. It's super convenient. All you do is you choose your delivery day, and you can pick any day. And then a box shows up at your door with all the food for that week. And it comes in a recyclable, insulated package. And of course, it's got like an ice pack in there, so everything's nice and cold. And all the ingredients come pre-measured, and everything's labeled perfectly, so you know what you got. There's also, what else? It's super flexible. Like for example, Mrs. Cheapy went away for a vacation with her mom, and it was just me and Ty home, and I just wanted to keep doing HelloFresh. So all I did was just change the plan to two people, and we just kept the meals coming, and I had half the work to do because, yeah, it was a lot easier having to do just for two. But it was great. I would say that, you know, HelloFresh makes it so easy to cook delicious, balanced meals for less than $10 a meal. It saves you a lot of time. You don't have to do planning or grocery shopping. And yeah, it's fantastic. So what we want you to do is to go to HelloFresh.com. You can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh when you use coupon code CAGCAST30. That's HelloFresh.com, coupon code CAGCAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. Everybody that I talk to about HelloFresh loves it. And I wind up talking to people about it all the time in real life when I'm not doing, you know, commercials, paid commercials for them. But that's how into it that I am. And I bet you guys are the same way.
Yes.
Yes. I concur.
It's easy to become a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
For HelloFresh. So, yeah, with the holiday season coming up, you're definitely going to want to save yourself some time and frustration by going to HelloFresh. Thanks. Yeah. Let's do some new releases.
Okay. I've been playing some of A Hat in Time.
How is that? I've been hearing good things.
It's good. I'm playing on PS4. They sent a code over. It also came out for Xbox One, and I guess it's been out for a little while on PC. This is definitely a throwback 3D platformer. I'm trying to think of what I would... It kind of falls into the kind of the Gex or, I don't know, Spyro style of 3D platforming. It's got a lot of charm and personality. The levels are inventive. I don't like certain things about it in that, you're collecting these, hourglasses that fell out of your spaceship at the beginning of the game. And you have to go collect them so you can get home. And so the worlds are kind of open, like you would, I don't know, a lot of platforming games are. Like, there's a lot to do in each like world. There's the coins that are these little orbs to collect and like secrets to find and everything. But every time you collect one of these hourglasses, you collect it and then you get taken back to your spaceship. So then you have to go back into that world and it's repopulated with everything again.
Am I a hat in this game?
No, you are. It's kind of weird that there's two games with platforming games with hats involved. But you're a little girl, and I don't know, little girl. You're a kid girl, and
a kid girl.
Yeah, a kid girl.
As opposed to an adult girl,
right?
Not a woman.
No, that's right.
Or a man girl.
That's different. These are all different things. You're a kid girl, And you start off with one hat, and its special power is that it tells you like where your next objective is. And then you collect yarn to make new hats. There's like a sprint hat and a hat that allows you to basically throw fireball bombs, and like a ice hat. All the hats that you would expect are in there.
Is there a cat in a hat?
It's a kid girl in a hat.
No cat in a hat.
I'm trying to remember if I've encountered a cat in a hat.
Because he may know all about that.
Is there a hat that gets us to talk about a different game?
I think this game is not up your alley, GP.
That's why I'm looking for this hat.
Uh-huh. So if I had to place this between like the other platformers, this is better than Lucky's Tale, Super Lucky's Tale.
And, oh, okay.
And I think I enjoy Yooka-Laylee slightly more than this. So it's a solid platformer.
All right.
I've also been playing some of Xenoblade Chronicles 2 on the Switch.
How's that?
I've only played about an hour of it so far. And boy, does that game like to tutor the crap out of you.
It just sounds like I already don't like it.
Just going to get in there and learn you some stuff and have people talk a bunch. I think I'm going to enjoy the game, but I wish it would get on with it already. I feel like, especially with these Japanese RPGs, they try to assume that you've never like played a video game before, that you like you couldn't like figure this stuff as you go along. They're just going to throw everything at you like immediately and like let you take like 5 steps forward until another tutorial pops up. So I'll keep playing. The voice acting is not super, but it is fully voiced. I've heard people say, at least some people on Twitter said that I should turn on the Japanese voices or download the Japanese voices because that would be better. I tend to disagree as I don't speak Japanese.
What?
I don't know. Some people like that. Like some people,
I just didn't. All this time, I thought you spoke fluent Japanese.
You thought you could understand me speaking fluent Japanese. I'm just not one of those people that likes to hear like the original voices, whether it's in Japanese or any other language that I can't understand.
I understand.
Oh, really? Even when you're watching movies, you know, you won't watch like the dubbed. I mean, the subtitled version.
I don't watch many foreign films, okay. I would say. All of the Marvel films so far have been made in English.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And those are the only movies worth watching.
It's essentially like, and everything my daughter watches, that's all in English too. The Dora stuff gets a little dicey sometimes.
Right.
You might have to hang through it
on subtitles.
Right. What gets me is when I have to read the Dora like golden books, and like it gets to like a paragraph that's in Spanish, and I'm just guessing as I go along. I took French in high school.
Hola, Dora.
I feel bad when I'm reading it to her. Like, don't pay attention to how Daddy's reading this.
Right, Daddy's going to screw up Spanish. Your whole Spanish speaking career in junior high and high school.
Right, but
I think you're gonna be okay.
Yeah, so I'll soldier through all the talking in Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and hopefully I get to kill something more than a crab. I've fought a few crabs. Let's see here, any other new releases? Have you guys been playing any of these new releases? You get that Steep Winter Games Edition, that $60 version of Steep you're looking for.
There really isn't much out there this week, which is fine.
It's well titled. Let's put it that way.
Next week is the big week for games.
It is. What else are we waiting for?
PUBG is next week.
Oh, is that? That's it though. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Resident Evil Gold.
It hit that perfect week of everybody's already bought everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Basically. What, anything else here you wanted to mention? Or
There's not too much else.
I think we're good.
Else here. I mean, everything else is just like re-releases of stuff with all the content.
Right, Horizon Zero Dawn.
You can play Siberia 2 for $30 on the Nintendo Switch.
I'll pass.
All right.
But thanks for
very good.
Wii U, Bomberman 93, cheapy.
That's I know. I had to check to see what that was.
Now's the time for you to pick up a Wii U.
I did check to see what Bomberman 93 was. Do you know what it is?
Bomberman 93 is that the PC Engine version?
Yes. That's you good. I thought it might be the Super Nintendo version. I was mistaken.
That was Super Bomberman.
It was, but I thought for some reason they were like remastering it. I don't know. What the hell do I know?
Remastering it's not, how it looked in 1993.
I don't know. I knew that. I played it in college, and I was in college in 1993. I thought there might be a chance that they were bringing back Super Bomberman in some form.
It's not an unfair assumption, but it's not accurate.
It was not accurate. I realized that as soon as I saw the picture.
Yep.
Well, not as soon as I saw it. Soon after.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for the new releases then?
That
yes?
is it.
For,
yes. Yes.
Excellent. Let's move on.
I can somehow burned in my memory is what platform Bomberman 93 is on.
I know. That's taking a valuable space.
I'm trying to get it out as we speak.
Yeah. You should forget
this beer that I'm drinking.
You better drink it faster.
Right.
And then smash yourself over the head with the bottle. Multi-platforming, Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught, news and stuff. What's that? I didn't write down any Overwatch stuff. Did we mention that Xbox One X is getting enhanced goodies?
Good for them.
Good for them. Good for me. Mm-hmm. I want to hear about your VR adventure. It says Wombat's VR adventure.
Yeah, so the Saturday after Thanksgiving, my wife told me that we were going to her friend's house and that I was going to hang out with her husband while my wife and her friend caught up, which I'm sure you've been in that situation and it always sounds like no fun at all because you're forced to hang out with a stranger. So.
No. Yes, go on.
So I go and I'm in this guy's house and we start talking and he's like, hey, you should come down to my basement and check out what I got. And I'm in his basement and he's all set up. He's like a gamer guy. So he's got his Xbox One. He just got an Xbox One X. He had a 75-inch TV. He had everything going on. He goes, are you into VR at all? And I'm like, honestly, I think I've done VR like 3 times. And he's like, oh, I've got the is it Vive or Vive? How do you pronounce it?
Who the fuck
knows? Vive. Yeah,
Vive. Nobody's actually figured that out yet.
Yeah, he's got the Vive HVR headset set up on a Alienware tower the size of my couch.
Does he know that you're a Wombat from the CadCast, world famous podcaster?
He does now. He didn't at the time.
Right. Okay.
So he's like, yeah, I'll set it up. We could play it. And I'm like, cool. So he's like, I got every game. This guy was, very nice, very quick to just like buy things. Like when I was there, he bought 5 games. Just like, this is a good game. We should get this one too. Oh, and I'll buy this and I'll buy this and I'll buy. I'm like, whatever, dude. All
right. Wow.
And so he puts the headset on me. I did get to check out the Batman game, that Arkham VR game.
Yeah.
And that
did you
was
play that at my house?
No, you didn't set it up for me. You said it was put away.
Right, that's right.
Yeah,
that means it's in the garbage.
Yeah, this guy though, he had like the sensors set up on his walls. He had 4 sensors set up. You know, just drilled
yeah, you have
into the
to,
wall.
You have to with that one.
Yeah, so we had the whole setup there. He had the special controllers and I was like, all right. And I was, you know, but the one game that he put on this game, and it's not even a game. It's just like a fun thing, a toy. That's the word I want to use. Called Plank.
Yeah.
So you go, you put the headset on and you're like in the middle of a city and you walk into an elevator and you push the only button in the elevator and the elevator takes you up and then the elevator opens up and you're like, I don't know, 100 stories in the air. Uh-huh. And all that's in front of you is a plank. and you walk onto the plank, and I don't know what it was, but I got so, like, it seemed so real to me that I was literally scared to walk out of the fake elevator.
Right. And it made you feel a little nauseous.
It made me feel super nauseous, but not in an ineffective way. It totally worked the way it was supposed to.
Sure.
So I walked out and I would
design all my VR games about being nauseous. That way it
like makes sense. The
right,
funny thing
sense.
Was
we really built it around the
Sabrina did
of
it. Sabrina did it, had no problem walking out onto it. She clearly was braver than I am. She walks right onto the plank. And and that guy we were in kept every time we would be like, because you could see on the TV where she was, every time she would step out onto the plank, he would push her off. And you just see yourself fall. I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Well, they cut it off after you know, if you're, when you're wearing the visor, like you can't fall in a game like that because it's instant vomit. Remember when we had that lesson at E3 Ship?
Mm-hmm.
That they, if you're falling in first person in VR, they know the exact amount of time it'll take to make a person
vomit.
And it's very fast, the time. It's like, it's not even 2 seconds, I don't think. Because
I would know because I wouldn't step out. I literally walked back into the fake elevator and pushed the button again to go down. I'm like, fuck this game.
That's funny. So you're not buying one?
I don't think I'm going to. No, it's definitely not worth the money, but we had a good time. And nice. And I'm supposed to go back there for New Year's Eve, so I'll have a part two to Wombat's VR adventure.
Mm. Get your request in now so the games will be installed and ready.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if I told this guy I heard this game is really good, he would probably buy it.
Wait, did you play Superhot?
No.
Oh,
I played some other shooter game where you shot these robots.
No, no, that's garbage.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was.
Message him and write Superhot.
Okay.
Three times, just say Superhot, Superhot, Superhot.
That's fine. I believe you.
Super hot.
Yep.
So the Destiny 2, the first expansion came out today. No, Tuesday, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Curse of Osiris, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds right. I didn't write it down, so I don't know. But people seem to be not happy with it so far.
Like more unhappy than everybody already is with Destiny 2?
Yes. People already were hating Destiny. I think like the natural cycle of Destiny is game comes out. People love it for like a week or two, then find all the things that they hate about it, and then just complain, 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 complain. Then the expansion comes out, and it's supposed to fix the complaints. But in this case, it seems to be bringing more complaints. I think it changed like some of the level requirements. If you don't buy the expansion, you can't do the prestige raid. I think. Something like that. I don't know, but people, I was like pretty excited to buy the expansions, and now it's getting a lot of negative vibes.
Hmm.
There's so many other games.
Do I have to buy two of these expansions, or is there some way I can just buy one and play with two different discs on two different PlayStations?
I think they got you.
Huh. I don't know.
Maybe,
I'll try it.
Maybe you don't even need it.
I probably need it. I mean, there's new stuff, right?
I don't know.
I'm just waiting for the shaders to be fixed.
That doesn't even seem to be on the radar.
I know. It'll never be fixed. That's fine.
Because I think that of all the I think there's a lot of complaints from the hardcore fans.
Yep.
And I don't think that the shaders is anywhere near the top 20 list.
I don't understand how that's possible.
I've got so many shaders.
I do too, but I don't use them because I'm like, well, I don't want to use it and then get something that I want to put it on.
You can use them. It's okay.
I don't know.
People are concerned about more important things than the shaders.
There's nothing in this game that's technically important. Let's put it all in perspective.
I'm talking about for Destiny fans. Anyway, so at Cocomon writes in and says, how do you guys feel about the nonstop Destiny 2 controversies? Do you think people's anger is justified, or have all of these been completely overblown? I don't know. I mean, I think a game like this, which is a, you know, clearly a games as service, you know, games as platform type situation, you really do have to listen to your community, because you're expecting these guys to continuously play the game over the course of a year and change, right?
I guess.
And if you don't please these guys, they're not going to do it. And who else is going to do it? No casual dude is going to be like playing this game for a year and then spending money on bright engrams. So I think you're sort of beholden to your audience in this way, in this type of situation, when you're making a game that you're expecting guys to hold on to and keeps dropping money, you know, with the bright engrams and the content. They got three content packs coming out. So I don't know. I think they're going to have to make some big changes. But I will admit that I haven't been following them too closely because I haven't been playing them. I haven't been playing Destiny that much.
All right. Just in, by the way, I have a tweet that went viral, a reply to Ludwig Klitschmann.
Who?
To my reply to it's Ludwig. How do you pronounce his last name?
Ludwig Klansman?
How do you pronounce his first name, you mean?
It's Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Ludwig. Ludwig. He's super nice. And I made a snarky reply to one of his tweets, because that's what you do with people that you like. And it made it to the front page of Imgur, and it's been viewed 55,000 times.
Wait, what?
Yep.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. And here it is.
Here it is. It's the number one thing on the Imgur.
Yeah.
Literally the first thing.
Yes. I am famous now, so y'all can suck it. Look at all these comments. What am I supposed to do?
Ludwig wrote, if you're giving your kids new toys or consoles this holiday, remember to complete the setup process and download and install the latest updates so they're ready to open their gifts on Christmas morning. And Wombat replied,
my children will sit and wait and learn that life is full of disappointments.
Wow, you're number one.
I know. The sad thing is that I think there are people that think that I'm like seriously like calling them out or trying to do something.
Oh, but don't read the comments, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm making a joke to someone that I know and like. It's not.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not being a dick to him, but right. Yeah.
Well, you're number one, dude.
Yeah, that's now I have sweet. To. How do I handle that?
Well, his whole comment, knowing him, it's a joke to begin with. He's making a play on the kids opening up their gifts that you've already opened for them.
Yep.
So.
Oh, is he? Let's see. I don't get the joke.
Well, I think he's making a commentary on how you have to open them already before your kids open them. It's fine.
All right.
Moving on.
Well, people seem to like it. Wombat, you brought the heat to that.
I did it.
There's so many more people listening right now because of this.
Hey, listen to the CatCast. We got the world famous Wombat, number one spot on Imgur.
57, number 20 spot 000, is a 57,000 views. So we got 2,000 views just while we were talking about it.
The number 20 spot is a person wearing stockings with hot dogs in them.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been you, Wombat.
I could have been you. This appears to be a woman with like 20 hot dogs in her stockings. All right. Fantastic then. Where are we here on multi-platform?
Didn't mean to derail our already exciting episode.
This is exciting. This is very who put that on there?
I don't know, some dude. Random
some
dude.
Some dude who follows you and Ludwig.
Yeah.
So I've been playing some games. I've been playing Shadow of War.
Mm-hmm.
I'm level 27, 28. So I've put in a fair amount of hours. Well,
that's a decent amount of time. So are you done with Act 2 yet, or are you still in Act 2?
No, I've taken over two castles so far. Castles?
Wow.
Is that what we call them?
I guess.
I feel like that's not right. strongholds?
Yes, yes. I think
that's strongholds sounds right, but that might be Assassin's Creed as well.
I haven't done that to in Act 2 yet.
Oh, there's only three, I think, that you take over.
Well, I haven't taken over the first one yet. I've been too busy in that. The last time I played it, I was trying to get all the dudes, you know, all the
captains, all the captains. Game's really interesting, and it's well done in a lot of ways, and in some ways maybe not so much. But for, you know, $10 for the $100 version, I'm not complaining at all.
I heard that you could hit the wall pretty quickly where you feel like you have to, like, purchase things.
So, you know, so here's how it works with, like, with the loot boxes. And it's sort of weird how they did it. And so you have, when you're trying to take over these castles, you know, you have orcs that work for you, basically, at a certain point in the game. In Act 2, you can start controlling the orcs. And the orcs are of different levels. And you can, to get orcs into your army, you can do them one of two ways. You can dominate them, which is like, you know, you hold down B next to them and like suck their minds once you like beat them down enough so that you can do that. And then you can get them into your army, but their level has to be at your level or lower. So even if you could kill, if you're strong enough or skilled enough, to kill like a level 40 orc and your guy's only level 20, you can't get him into your army no matter what, unless you knock his level down to your level and then get him into your army. But that's a pain in the ass. No one's doing that shit. So that's sort of weird. So yeah, so you can, guys that are at your level lower, you can beat them in a fight and get them into your army, or loot boxes. And to get the loot boxes, you earn currency in game that you can spend on loot boxes. But the best loot boxes you can only buy with real money. And the real money, well, you get it. They give you a little bit of the gold. The gold is what you use, of course, right? Isn't it always called gold? Like mm-hmm. The good stuff. But they give you a little bit of gold while you play the game. Like they give you a taste that you could buy one of the good packages, but not enough to like get anything super exciting, like just like a really like a taste. So you are buying loot boxes to build your army up so that you could take over the armies. Then eventually you have your own castle and then people invade your castle online. But you have like this loot box system that's not really like part of the game. You're just like selecting it in a menu. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't fit. You haven't gotten to that part yet, Wombat.
No. And there's part of me that's like, not sure if I'm out, you know, if I'm ever.
But
really
you'll earn the money in the game, and you have nothing to do with it eventually, except to buy loot boxes.
Yeah.
So on one hand, it's nice because it breaks up the gameplay a little bit. You'll be playing for a little while, maybe you know it's challenging, and you'll say, oh, "I'm gonna take a little break and I'll buy some loot boxes and open them." So in that one hand, it's nice. But on the other hand, it's just so disassociated from the game. It's just like you push start and enter the marketplace on inside the game, and then you're buying loot boxes and opening them and getting your orcs and weapons too and stuff like that. So it's weird. It definitely seems like crowbarred in. But the game is pretty impressive where, you know, how you're fighting so many orcs. And as you get more powerful, it becomes like feasible that you could beat like 30 or 40 orcs, no problem, just all in a row. So it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun with Shadow of War so far.
I know it's been heavily discounted. This just in, the new Soul Calibur game has been announced.
Yep.
Wow. Breaking news. Breaking.
Also, Fortnite 50 on 50 online play. 50 versus 50.
Wow. That's more than Battlefront too.
Yep.
They're just aping all the best features from these games.
It seems to be working for them.
Yeah, free. Mm-hmm. They got good loot boxes in that. Piñatas.
But if the game's free.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
I don't really mind the ones in Shadow of War. I mean, I heard that once you beat the single player, and basically what you're doing is filling up your three forts or castles and preparing them from attack from other players online. What do they call it, like asynchronous multiplayer? That sure. You need to get the best orcs and you need like the gold loot boxes, which need real money. But I haven't gotten to that point yet. But I don't know. It's fun. I like it. I also been playing some more. I got Call of Duty World War II from the library. I've been playing with some of the multiplayer because I never got to try that the first time around. I'm so bad at it. It's just laughable.
What's the point?
It's almost that. Like, the point is, like, can I at least be respectable? Can I play it like for a short amount of time and get respectably good at it? And the answer is, I don't think so. Like, the best I could do is like sort of middle of the pack.
That's all you need to do,
I guess. And you know,
I mean, it depends on what your goals are. Are you going? My goal is to a major league gamer.
No, my goal is to not be embarrassed if somebody was watching me play. And I don't think I've accomplished that goal yet. So I don't know. It's going back to the library in 2 days. So.
Well, you have 2 days then.
I have 2 days to really hone my skills. But it's fun. Like, and it plays well and it feels good, but I'm not good enough at it. I'm just not good enough at it. Let's talk about Microsoft for a minute. I've been playing my Xbox One X a lot and just wanted to read this question from Shanafan. He says, Microsoft maintains an official page of what games are Xbox One X enhanced. Sony, on the other hand, lacks such a page. Is this a sign that Sony isn't as invested into the Pro as Microsoft is with the One X?
No, it's just a different way of doing business.
But it, go on.
It's just Sony made the product, and they released the product, and it's just not their style to maintain pages like that. It's just a Sony thing. I don't think it's
I think it's not their style to like contact the developers and get them to
add
4K content and then make the page.
Yeah, it just isn't. It just isn't the Sony style.
Right. Yeah. I Microsoft is losing in terms of sheer numbers, and they felt like they needed to do something, and One X is a good marketing tool for them, and so they're putting effort into it. And also, clearly, like we've talked about millions of times, Microsoft seems a lot more interested in backwards compatibility than Sony is, and this could just be the natural evolution of their generation of consoles now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But as far as the Xbox One X goes as a console, I'm really happy with it. It's very quiet. The games do seem to run better. While definitely I could argue that, and other people are arguing that my TV sucks and that I'm not taking full advantage of it, I do notice the differences when the titles get updated with enhanced features. And I wish my PlayStation 4 Pro was as quiet as the One X. So it's a good console.
Cool.
I have. What's that?
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, so keep an eye on it for when it gets much cheaper. Mm-hmm. I mentioned I got Forza 7 for free, so I've been playing a little bit of that. I don't know. After Horizon, it still seems so boring to me. And while it looks great, graphics are great, it's just doing these races one after another and. It's lacking that fun and, I don't know, openness of the Horizon series. So I don't know. I'm just not meh. I got too many other games to play. As Wombat mentioned, Battlegrounds. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds comes out on Tuesday. Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are these limited edition cosmetic packs? I have not read about this.
Oh, yeah. No. So they're doing these horse armor for PUBG. You know, just
okay.
Perfectly cosmetic. It doesn't affect the game at all. The first pack, I believe, is on sale now and is only on sale until the 12th. So if you wait until the 13th, you can't buy this cosmetic pack. And then there's a second pack coming out that's only available between the 14th and 21st of December. The first pack cost $10, and the second pack cost $5. Oh, and then there's another one that comes out after that that's also for worth $5. And I don't know if it's just the stuff that's in the pictures. It doesn't really say what you get in the article. It just says
the clothing.
Yeah.
Is it just the clothing. One outfit?
Like, the Warrior pack includes four items.
Because it's just...
It's like the pants, the shirt, the...
Tennis shoes.
The mask and the shoes. Yeah, those are the four things.
And that's $10. Hat. That is $10. The whole game is only $30.
Right. This is how they're looking to make even more money.
And the game's not finished. This is an unfinished game.
But they can... Look, they... I don't have any problem. You have a problem with this?
I just think it's ballsy. A problem? No. Because, again, it's unnecessary. I just think that that's... I think it's... The price is inconsistent with... what it should probably cost for something as petty as this. It's not enough to be $10. I don't think
you've seen what the outfits sell for on Steam for like rare stuff.
I guess.
Hundreds of dollars.
This guy's like tracksuit doesn't even look like the zipper works on it.
Yeah, no, this is stupid. Exactly.
He's hot.
I don't get it.
There's
I don't know.
There's literally no zipper on this thing.
I love dress up or in games. More than anyone.
Well, not if you're paying $10 an outfit.
Yeah, but not if I'm paying $10 an outfit. $10 an outfit seems outrageous.
That's more than what you pay for your real world outfits.
Pretty much. That is so true. I didn't buy a sweater the other day because it was $8 with shipping. So, I think it costs too much for outfits in Injustice at $2.50 a pop. One outfit for $10 doesn't seem like just a little too much.
Well, the crazy thing
just,
is...
When you kill these people, you should take their outfits from them.
Right? Mm,
doesn't work like that.
Yeah, because otherwise that would make the game good.
There's no progression in the game except for the loot boxes that you open, which have clothes in them. You know, you earn credits to buy loot boxes. That's the only progression in the game. So you're basically buying, but it's just outfits. So you're buying, I don't know. I can't really complain because Wombat, you shouldn't be complaining either because you always said, isn't it better if you can just pay money for the outfits?
I'm very conflicted. And you're right. What you just said is 100% true. I just don't know. I just don't know. That's all I got.
I think this is better. Like, think about like even I know Shipwreck, don't hate me, but I'm going to mention Overwatch. If there was a skin that I wanted for Lucio and I thought it was really cool, if they were offering it for $5, I would not think that was a ridiculous amount of money for them to ask. You know, it's because if I'm buying a pack of loot boxes from them, it's going to cost me $5 and I'm not getting it. You know, I'm not getting it. So I don't know. This is our future now, Wombat. I mean, our present.
Yeah.
We have to live with it. I don't, it doesn't bother me.
Mike, my update on my Twitter comment to Luddy.
Yes.
It is now trending on Reddit as well.
What? No, I'm looking. Well, that's where it's coming from, probably. Somebody
is that where it's coming from?
Probably. Let me see. Reddit.
I don't know.
Is it on the front page?
I don't know. I just got a message saying you should see this on this too. So, whatever.
Could be on gaming. It's probably on gaming.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Yep. What is this? Yep. Here it is on gaming. It's got How come? Can't, huh? It doesn't have a number next to it.
I don't know. All I know is that I'm glad that the image that just says Wombat Kegcast co-host in it. So I'm doing my part.
Right. The long, obnoxiously long Twitter handles are really paying off.
Yeah. I thought it would be, I don't mind those.
Oh, I forgot to put this on the outline, but we're doing a charity thing. at raffle.cheapassgamer.com. You can check it out to raise money for Puerto Rico storm relief. But one of the things that Super Programmer John implemented was that when you donate the money to get your raffle ticket, a raffle ticket actually appears on the Cheapass Gamer website in the top, and they scroll across the top as people donate, and you can have little comments in there and stuff. And I guess Wombat signed in through his Twitter account, so his whole Twitter handle.
Oh, it took up the whole screen. I noticed.
And it took up the whole screen. I was like, oh, this fucker.
Come on, that's funny.
I donated $100, and I wrote like a little thing like, haha, now you have to look at my head. And Wombat's got his $15 donation, and it just like knocks.
I'm sorry that I didn't donate enough for you.
No, upset?
No, it's fine. I also donated a toy. I bought a toy online for, actually bought two toys online today for children who don't have enough for Christmas. But, you know, I'm sorry that I didn't give enough to just your charity.
That was not my point. My point was that your obnoxiously long Twitter handle was being portrayed on Cheapass.
And also want to give shout out to Evil95 on Reddit, who says, Wombat rocks. CatCast is the best podcast ever. Shout out to Shipwreck. Cheapy D. I know you're fucking reading this exactly like Howard Stern would, so I guess I have to mention you too.
Is that really what he wrote?
That's really what he wrote.
Wow, we're famous now, finally. We made it.
Great job on that.
I know. Come on, it's fun.
I love Wombat. God gives no fucks. Holy shit, this man is so right. Cheapy cuts poop with a hanger. Wombat wants free shirts. Ship has an awesome basement. I passed the test, right? Nice. All right. Good job, everybody. All right.
Yep.
Sony. What else are we here? Sony, thank you. Sony sold over 70 million PlayStation 4s.
Good job, Sony.
That's a lot. That's a win. I thought this was an interesting tweet from Ben Gilbert, a.k.a. the deliverer of free games, a.k.a. fuck you, Ben Gilbert, from Shipwreck. He posted that Xbox 360 lifetime sales for the console were 84 million, and the Kinect's lifetime sales were 24 million. That's the first Kinect for Xbox 360. And PlayStation 4, 70 million consoles sold. PlayStation VR, less than 2 million. So just a little context of where we are with the success of VR and console accessories in general.
It's non-existent. The PSVR is non-existent. Right.
Compared to other VR headsets,
compared to the console itself, it's non-existent.
Right, but compared to other VR headsets, I think it's the best-selling one. But yes, compared to the total audience of PlayStation 4 users, it's like nothing. And I remember even like the PlayStation Move sold like 15 million, I want to say. 15 to 20, 15 million, I think.
People like motion controls. Like, the general public likes motion controls better than virtual reality.
Because it doesn't cover your eyes?
Because you can sell it as a party in a box.
Or family experience, fun family experience.
Right, fun family wacky time. VR is not wacky time.
Right, except when Wombat goes down into this dude's basement.
Come hang out with this dude. Here, put on this VR helmet.
Put on this thing. I'm going to I'm going to mess with your senses. You may feel something go down your pants at some point.
I should have also mentioned the guy's also a doomsday prepper with a full bunker in his house.
No. That's why I did my basement I did.
Yeah.
That's what you've done?
Yeah, you put everything down in your basement that you really need.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He had he showed me the bunker.
Oh god.
Full of tubs of food and
was it like the one from Grease 2?
It wasn't like the one from sadly I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did he say that you guys were gonna have to do it for your country?
Uh-huh.
For the red, white, and the blue.
Oh, I like that movie.
No.
It's bad, but I like it.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
We watched Clue the other night for the first time. The kids watched Clue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does that hold up?
How did the kids like that?
They loved it.
How do the kids like murder?
Right. They love that movie. They love murder. Well, it's a funny movie. It's cute. And it was on ABC Family, so a lot of things were
really
heavy. Yeah.
Weird. Because that movie's like nothing but like sexual innuendos and murder.
I know. Like there are certain things where like people would be pulling towards each other and then it kind of cuts like 2 seconds early. So I'm like, this is appropriate. It's an ABC Family edited version of Clue, the movie. I would let Sabrina watch the full version. Elliot, I don't know. Who knows? But
That movie holds up really well.
It does. It was cute. It was a cute movie then. It's a cute movie now. I was probably Sabrina's age when I watched it the first time. So, yep. They're also really into that game lately, the board game. So, it helps.
Nice. Yes.
Elliot kept asking,
"So much to do with that?
Which one is Mr. Green?" He's Mr. Green. And then he would Colonel Mustard be on the screen. Is he Mr. Green? No, that's Colonel Mustard. Which one's Mr. Green? I'm like, there's only two men. Go to sleep. Anyway, yes.
Me?
No, all of us.
Oh. All right, is that it for Sony?
I think so.
All right. Let's move on to the CAG bag then.
All right.
We made it. Go us.
Mm-hmm.
At Duran603 writes in and says, Polygon says Tetris is the greatest game of all time. What would the CAG crew name as the greatest game of all time? Well, just it's not Polygon, right? It's like one guy they hired to write an article.
Yeah.
Tetris is a pretty strong pick, though.
Sure. International appeal. Still holds up today. Get addicted a lot of people who don't even play video games. Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, no, but I mean, Tetris is a good choice.
I don't know that I have a pick that's I don't know.
I mean, it's different than picking your favorite game of all time.
Yeah, that's right, not right? The question. That's not the
right?
question.
So it's,
you could hate Tetris, but still think
like,
that
this
it's...
isn't the time for Clax.
Clax is good, but it's not on the same level as Tetris.
I think Donkey Kong is the greatest game of all time. I think Mortal Kombat is the greatest game of all time.
By the way, we're supposed to have our top five of 2017. Top five favorites
today?
Of 2017. No, for next week. So get that shit together.
Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong.
It's not Donkey Kong is not eligible.
You suck.
Greatest game. Well, are we going to answer this?
I don't know that I can answer it.
What is the greatest game of all time? The greatest game.
Pac-Man?
No, Pac-Man? It's super. I would say Super Mario Brothers. Before
first one?
Yeah, the first one. The first one on the Nintendo Entertainment System. I'm going to go with that. For the reasons, not because I think it's not far from my favorite game of all time, but I would say it revitalized the home console, to relevancy, and that has not gone away. It was also one of the first games I have ever played that had more than one screen. It also had a story and an ending. And there aren't many games before it that had all of those things. So yeah, I'm gonna say Super Mario Brothers for that reason alone.
Doesn't hold up as well as Tetris, though.
It's not a question of hold. I'm saying it was more influential that every game you play now owes a debt to Super Mario.
Every game.
Any game that's more than one screen that has a storyline, yes.
I like how you're so focused on this storyline that.
Right.
Well,
you mentioned it twice.
The fact that it has a beginning and an end, that was an unusual concept at the time.
No.
No, it wasn't. Journey the Escape had that.
I can't handle you. Journey the Escape.
All right. At Shimra writes in and asks, what's the one game you regretted playing this year?
The
I know
CAG
what Wanda
Cast?
Is
that a game?
No, it's not. You didn't regret it. You loved every minute of it.
Every goddamn second.
That's right. What's the one game you regretted playing this year, Wombat? I know it's Zelda for you.
Yeah, it is Zelda. It
bummed you out big time.
Yeah, Breath of the Waste of Time.
I feel like I have an answer to this, but I'm not remembering what it is because I've blocked it out of my mind.
Mm. Oh, it's Bubsy.
I mean, Bubsy is bubbling up there, definitely. Like, that's I have not forgotten
Bubsy is
my
bubbling.
Time, my hour and a half with Bubsy. But I don't know. It seems like there was something else big that I played for a little while and did not enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But how many hours are you really going to put into a game that you're not enjoying? I'm not going to put too many.
I mean, I powered through bad. Super Lucky's Tale, and there were some parts of that that I was not enjoying.
Let's see what else we got here. At Voltazors, did we read this one already? This might be a holdover. When PUBG drops on Xbox One, will we see you all stream it? You bought this, right, Wombat?
What? PUBG? I didn't buy it yet, no.
Fucking get on that
shit. I have credit. I have credits on my Xbox, so it would only cost me like I think $10 out of pocket. So
cool. You have money for the special outfits then.
No.
At least
can
you should
can
look
you gift
good
special
not...
outfits.
Yeah.
Hey. So
can we skip Wombat's gifting corner?
I haven't gifted anything, updates? And no one's gifted anything to me. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm booting up the store right now. So what was that? I ordered the game from Best Buy.
Cool.
I forgot if I'm doing pickup or not.
I don't know.
But it'd be fun to play together.
I agree. I'm, you know, I'm a little
would
on
it
the
be
fence,
fun?
But I'm well, sure I'll get it. Fun.
Ship, did you order?
Yeah, I have it on order.
Is there like a pre-order bonus for this or anything or no?
No, just, you know.
Okay. So I don't have to, like, do it today or anything?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I think that's good. What do you think about that?
I think you're right.
So you admit that it was good?
I admit it was so good that I don't know how we're going to top ourselves next week.
I don't have the answer.
All right.
How come I can't find Battlegrounds? Player unknown. It's not on the Xbox store.
Maybe because it's probably there when you turn on the console.
Yeah. So follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Go to raffle.com. No, don't go to raffle.com. I don't know what's there. It could be bad. Raffle.cheapassgamer.com to be eligible to win some valuable prizes and support Puerto Rico Storm Relief, giving away a Project Scorpio Xbox One X. We got a $500 Amazon gift card. We got an SNES Classic in there. We got a 2DS in there. A lot of games. Raffle.cheapassgamer.com. Go to HelloFresh.com and enter promo code CADCAST30 to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. And I think that's it. See you next week.
Brett's done.
Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
Convert Switchblade to jet mode. Surprise, Matt Tracker.
It's mayhem.
Battle station. Protect the decoder, Bruce. I'm going up. Stacks ready to fire.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino.
Fire!
Each sold separately with action figure.
Cover me, Matt. 10-4.
Sato's getting away.
But you're not, mayhem.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino. Each sold separately. New from Kenner.